Hello, this is a Publish Me podcast footnote episode. I'm co-host Rana, and as part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Fair in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is J. Elizabeth Vincent talking about her fantasy novel, Raventhrall.
I write fiction under J. Elizabeth Vincent and nonfiction under Janelle Robish. My epic fantasy novel that was published in March is called Raventhrall. So I have written a prequel novella to Raventhrall called Healer's Sacrifice. And then I have some books on writing under my name Janelle Robish. So Raventhrall is the first in a 5-book fantasy series about a girl with wings. And she's kind of stuck in the middle between one type of people and another type of people. So it's a lot about her finding out who she is and what her place in this world is, where a lot of people that are like her are repressed or even taken prisoner. So it's about her finding herself as well as finding her place. When I'm trying to help out and educate other people, because I'm also an editor, that's my profession, and I like to help people by writing nonfiction, but my first love, my passion is writing fantasy. Between, you know, because I do have the day job and everything, that I'm just trying to get it done and let it be a really good book before, you know, putting it out there. So, but I'm hoping to publish the second one within the next, like, 9 months. So, yeah, I have my first nonfiction writing guide was actually called How to Save Money on Editing and Find the Best Editor. Because it's about, a lot of people go in with their novels and they write them the first draft and they go running out to find an editor right away. And they don't realize all the steps that they really need to take in between before they get to that point, like revision and beta readers and things like that. Because the more work the editor has in front of them, of course, it will end up costing the author more. But it also takes away the chance for the author to really make the most of it before they take that last step. Because the editor is really the last step before publishing. And it's also about how to vet editors, because in this internet age, we have things on both sides where editors get ripped off by authors who don't pay, or vice versa, where an author pays and then finds out that this person doesn't even know what they're doing. So it's a way of finding out how professional they are, what experience they have, and how to find those things. And then I have another book called The Short Story Brainstormer, which is really more of a workbook, but it has it's a guided place to keep all your short story ideas. But it also has little prompts about, like, to find your conflict for the story, to find your settings and everything. So if you start out with an idea of a character, you can go write it in the book and then leave it until you want to develop around it. Or if you start out with an idea for a really cool setting, you can do that. But it's got all the prompts, so you can almost have your story completely built before you're ready to write. Yeah, it's just a matter of getting out there, because the market is pretty deluged with lots of books. So, yeah. Raventhrall, it's a contestant right now in the 2018 self-published fantasy blog-off, which is a big contest, and there's like 300 contestants, and it's doing pretty well so far.
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?